You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. There is some good news for Cellcom customers following that nearly two-week voice and text outage in May. The company announced last week it would adjust users' invoices to compensate for the outage. The adjustment will appear on July bills. Eligible customers will also be able to activate a, quote, double the downtime offer to receive a second bill adjustment. The outage was caused by a cyber incident. The city of Green Bay kicked off Pride Month with a community-wide celebration Sunday. The event featured a pride flag-raising ceremony and a resource fair at Light Park in downtown Green Bay. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich said the city has ignored the LGBTQ plus community for years, but now Green Bay is considered a city of support.
As some of you might know, when I was elected, our score on the Municipal Equality Index, which is something that the Human Rights Campaign puts together, was a pretty lowly 28. Now we are very proud to be able to say that we have 100, a perfect score here in the city of Green Bay.
About a dozen exhibitors showcased to the hundreds of people attending the local organizations that provide support, services, and resources to the LGBTQ plus community and its allies. Green Bay wasn't alone in raising the Pride flag. It's also flying above the state capitol. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
This is the seventh year the Pride flag has flown at the state capitol. Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs, that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019. Meanwhile, some Republicans have written a bill that would end that tradition. If passed, government buildings and schools would only be allowed to fly the American flag and the Wisconsin flag. The bill's author, Representative Jerry O'Connell from Fond du Lac, says it would, quote, lower divisiveness, end quote. The bill was introduced in the Assembly, and it's currently in the Rules Committee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over two dozen members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released. A 19-year-old Green Bay woman who was out of jail on two signature bonds in Brown County and a $250 cash bond in Fond du Lac County for charges ranging from possession with the intent to deliver fentanyl, OWI, fleeing and eluding, and bail jumping, she also faces charges in Ozaukee County, was arrested on Friday evening in Fond du Lac and charged with OWI, fleeing and eluding, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and more after leading officers on a high-speed chase through Fond du Lac, hitting at least eight vehicles in the process. One hit SUV caught fire near North Main and Division. The driver continued before stopping her vehicle as it, too, caught fire. The suspect and three others were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. There was a session between a senator and students last week in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Senator Ron Johnson addressed students and faculty at the Medical College of Wisconsin in what was called a public policy forum. In the just over an hour event, Johnson emphasized the need for fiscal responsibility and transparency in healthcare. The senator talked about his own experience at Children's Hospital and told a story about his daughter getting life-saving treatment. Johnson called for reforms to Medicaid, arguing that current policies risk the program's sustainability.
There's been some movement in court for Judge Hannah Dugan's case. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Attorneys for the Milwaukee County judge charged with interfering with immigration agents say she is immune from prosecution. Attorney Dean Strang argues in a brief filed Thursday that Judge Hannah Dugan is protected by 400 years of legal precedent and that a judge has absolute authority in her own courtroom. The brief states that Dugan's arrest by the FBI is a federal overreach and a violation of the 10th Amendment, which lays out states' rights to their own governance. Federal prosecutors accused Dugan of assisting a man sought by ICE in eluding agents by preventing them from entering her courtroom and sending the man out another exit.
It's getting hot in here. Summer weather is about to strike. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how hot it's about to feel.
Average temperatures in the month of May in Wisconsin start around 60 degrees and by the end of the month wind up slightly above 70. However, the jet stream is lifting north into Canada and it's bringing the warm southern air with it. This means not only will the air temperatures rise well above normal, but the humidity is tagging along too. Dew point temperatures. Well, the best way to describe them is to think of it as the moisture in the air. 50s feels fine, 60s is starting to get sticky, and 70s is uncomfortable. Dew points are expected to hit the mid-60s in places west this weekend and become more widespread on Monday. You'll notice it start to feel a bit more muggy, and by the middle of next week, dew points spike to the mid-70s. You'll start to sweat sooner than you'd think, and it's usually uncomfortable conditions for most people. Be sure to stay hydrated and stay cool, especially because the air temperatures are going to rise to the mid-80s to near 90. We should get temporary relief on Saturday and Sunday, June 7th and 8th, which is perfect timing and coincides with Wisconsin's free fun weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich, hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat, and you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough, but yeah, I assume, hopefully.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
Before this week, I was worried that I wasn't really going to play decent golf for a while because it felt like it was so far away. So this just feels huge, and I'm so happy. You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, an American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. Hey-ho, jazz fans! It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Day, Huff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in Northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink. Especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. If you're looking for some good tough guy TV and like mobsters, here's one of Pete's picks. Definitely check out Mobland. I reported a few weeks ago that I enjoyed enjoyed the first episode, but the Guy Ritchie episodic on Paramount Plus is really well done, and the plot escalates every week. The show stars Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren, who I am actually scared of. New episodes of Mobland drop every Sunday on Paramount Plus. Well, it's finally happened, fellas. The dream is real. Now you can smell like Sydney Sweeney. That's right, the star of Euphoria and Anyone But You has partnered with a soap company to incorporate her bathwater into the bar of soap for your, washing pleasure. I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but I don't think guys are buying that soap so they can smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I think they are buying it to, well, tune into Nightlight tonight and find out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires up there today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 65. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, some scattered showers, thunderstorms, and heavy rain with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.